You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
In 1811, the inventor Sarah Guppy took out a patent for erecting bridges without arches or stirlings, using what she called rows of piles and suitable framing. Her ideas influenced both Thomas Telford in his Menai Bridge and Brunel in his Clifton Suspension Bridge, but only now has she been formally recognised in the new edition of the Oxford Dictionary of National Biography as inventor and suspension bridge designer. We're joined by Deborah Jaffe, the author of Ingenious Women, a book on inventions and discoveries that featured Sarah Guppy. Good morning.
Good morning.
How much do Telford and Brunel owe her?
Well, I think at that period, there were an awful lot of people into bridge design. It's not true to say that Sarah Guppy was the inventor of the suspension bridge. Suspension bridges had existed for centuries across gorges. But what did happen was in the United States, around 1805, somebody invented a suspension bridge where the walkway was absolutely flat. And that then led to this whole development of suspension bridges. What Sarah Guppy did in 1811 was she invented a method to put deep piling on either side of a riverbank, so deep that it wouldn't be washed away. And that was the beginning of, I think, all these developments in suspension bridges.
And indeed, Thomas Telford came to her and asked for her permission to use his patent in his design for the Menai Bridge.
That I'm not too sure about. There's a lot. There were so many people around at the time, Telford, Brunel, all these bridge builders. She was very well known in. She was from Sarah Guppy was married to Samuel Guppy in Bristol. Very well known family, very wealthy. What is interesting about the patent is that she took it out in her own name.
Which is very unusual. And
very unusual. Before the Married Women's Property Act, until then, everything a married woman owned was the property of her husband. And this was the first of four patents that she took out.
What were the others?
The other was for the following year, in 1812, was a method of improvements to tea and coffee urns, which, and this is what I love about her, is that she goes from, you know, the hugeness of a potential bridge design to a tea and coffee urn, which on the top of the water in the urn you could boil an egg, and then there was a rack on the top to keep the toast warm. And then there's
was it ever made?
I've no idea if it was ever made. And then by 1831, she's now widowed, and when I found this patent, I was felt rather sorry for her, because it's a four-poster bed which has got steps up the side. But inside the bed is an exercise bar, a little gymnasium. And then in 1844, she's remarried, and a Mr. Coote, who it turns out was much, much younger than her, about 30 years younger. So obviously the
also
exercise bed
time, I imagine.
had, it was very helpful to her. And there she, in 1844, she's getting back into the, you know, the big things. It was a method of caulking of waterproofing ships.
Gosh. So clearly, you know, incredible mind, incredible imagination. Why don't we know her better, know her name better?
Well, I think, and certainly when I was writing the book, that, you know, people say women have been written out of history. I don't think they've ever been written in. And I think that's the issue. And there's clearly much more to find out about Sarah Guppy. And it's true that her son, Thomas Guppy, was an investor in Brunel's Great Western Railway. So she's part of, Asa Briggs called the inventor's paradise of the 19th century. And I think people forget that women were part of that. They were the wives and daughters and mothers of the industrialists. So why shouldn't they?
She herself at one point said she didn't want the credit, for example, when she wrote to Brunel and gave him some advice. She said she didn't want the credit because women must not be boastful.
Well, that was probably part of the attitude as well. But, you know, they were very much part of it all. And I think that's probably that attitude doesn't help in them never being written into the history.
Deborah Jaffe, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.